Welcome, viewers at home, viewers in the car, wherever you're tuning in from. This is a moment of your time. You're speaking to Cizwe, or you're listening to Cizwe at the moment. Cizwe is your host, accompanied by his partner in crime, Itumeleng Mosekatsana. Speak, son. I need you to back me up here.
Why did you have to say my surname?
I don't know. I wasn't ready.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for giving us a moment of your time.
A moment of your time.
We don't take it for granted. And trust me, we'll make it worth your while.
Keep in mind, this is our first official episode, so there's going to be a lot of bloopers and botches. Be patient with us.
Give us some grace as well.
Give us some grace. This is a journey. We're all walking it together.
Yeah.
As much as you're a first-time listener, we are a first-time broadcasters.
Yay!
And I'm happy about that, too.
Yeah.
I love that, too. So, seeing as this is our pilot episode, I feel like it's really important to establish exactly what it is this whole podcast is about.
And to also give you guys insight on why we're here and why we're doing this.
Why are we doing this? What are we here for? What are we doing here? What is this? I want her to just give you, because she is the, let me say, the engine. One about the Mustang. They don't build them like this anymore. She is the Mustang of this entire circus right here. The amount of fuel and ambition she had for this being bigger than even I could have perceived is how we made it to episode one. So I want her to really just, in her own words, from her own heart, you know, why are we here, Miss Mosekatsana? I'm not going to stop saying your surname. I'm sorry.
Oh, guys. Also, you didn't tell the listeners what your surname is, okay?
Mr. Ntlonze.
Mr. Ntlonze.
You know how many times I've been hearing that goes go long, Mr. Ntlonze? I don't like hearing it anymore. Kisizwe, guys.
Okay. And also, don't. I also prefer Itumeleng. Not, I mean, Itu instead of Itumeleng.
There you go.
Yeah. So, why are we here?
Why are we here?
We have taken the decision to embark on this journey. Not only because it's a popular thing that's happening right now that everybody's launching a podcast and all of that, but because we fully understand, or rather, we're fully on a journey, embarking on a journey of discovering what it's like to do life with people who don't have it all figured out. So we are just two young people trying to figure this life thing out together. And in the journey of doing that, we want to bring to you guys information and people who are going to give you the right words of wisdom, the right equipment, and maybe, you know, the right advice in how to, you know, navigate life and everything that it takes on us each and every day. When you wake up, the situations that you're facing, you're probably in school right now. Maybe you're studying engineering, but that's not the thing that you want to do. And you don't know where to start. You know, searching for the answers, finding your why. Or maybe you're in that job and it's really not for you. It's not working out. You have, you know, responsibilities. Mm. You need to put bread on the table.
That's true.
But at the end of the day, you come back home not fulfilled. Mm. Or maybe you're in that relationship or marriage and it's really not working out.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's two families involved, it's hard to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing everything to the table to help you do this life thing with
this
us.
This is basically Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres. I from what she just said, ultimately, I think, well, not even ultimately, because there's more to it than it's. There's so much to what exactly we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
One of the things we are trying to do, though, she talked about connecting both the listener and whoever we happen to have in studio, quote unquote studio.
Not per se to say we'll bring them together or give you the context. Mm-hmm. But whatever the visitor that we'll have, the guest that we're going to have, whatever they're going to share.
Perspective.
Hopefully that's you'll have something to take with home and work on building your life for the better with whatever they'll have to share with you.
Keep in mind, well, not even keep in mind, but just think of it this way. The title of our podcast is A Moment of Your Time. So essentially, we're welcoming you, the listener, from wherever you're listening at, into the space of whoever is behind the mic, be it me or Miss Itu over here or whoever guest. We have life experiences that someone out there might desperately be needing to hear about just someone who's in a similar path, maybe pursuing not necessarily the exact same thing, but we all find ourselves in similar spaces in life, and some make it past obstacles, adversities sooner, sometimes better than others. And we want to hear about those stories. We want to hear about, okay, you, the engineering student who has a part-time job and is trying to hold on a relationship at the same time, how do you juggle all of that? How do you maintain that level of productivity without going insane? What other tools you have acquired? Who are you speaking to? Perspective. I repeat that. I overemphasize that perspective, because we all walk, we all have a path in life. We all, but it's never the same path for everybody. We walk different paths in life. And so those journeys, what they have to offer, that's what we're here for. I want to hear about that. I want to hear about those journeys. Our first episode being the beginning or new beginnings for us specifically, on this journey we're on. Keep in mind, we have been wanting to do this since last year, guys.
And it's only happening.
And it's only happening
now.
It's almost June.
And so, it's really also like, we got equipment, but we struggled a lot.
There was so, there was so much.
Sometimes, like, you know what I thought? I thought once we have equipment, first same. Day, we're going. Like, it's,
I'm not going to lie to
taking
you.
Taking ship off and all of that, you know, but
if
like.
If you go to YouTube, if you go to YouTube and you look up podcasts, every single person who's like, start a podcast, they'll tell you it's easy. These are lies. I've never
just
heard.
Just connect us, just it, and all of that.
They will, they'll overemphasize how anyone can do this. Not anyone can do this, guys. If you have a sound engineer, if you have a decent steady income, and if you have a nice couch at your house, then maybe you have a chance of starting a podcast. We barely scraped by with the little that we have, and the even littler that we know.
God is good, man.
I want to give my co-host the platform for a minute. Like I said, we all walk different. We and her, we've been walking this journey together, but we have.
We still don't know a lot about each other.
We have our own lives outside of this wonderful partnership here. By the way, I would not have asked for a better partner. I won't lie. I maintain she's the engine behind all of this. Me, I'm just passenger number three.
But look at how he's holding it down.
I made a promise to her. I said we're going to do this, and I meant it. I'm sticking to that. I want to hear from you. What it is that this journey from the beginning, no, because we're still in the beginning stages.
Okay, cool. Where it comes from?
Where is it from? What's fueling all of this right now? She's never this speechless, by the way.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Guys, I've always been a dreamer. Hey, I wasn't always the loudest child in the room, right? I was always like the shy person. Like, you know, even during my school days, when they say speeches, I'd want to be the last one in class to say my speech, right? But I'd be the last one, or maybe second last. But I'd always get good marks when it comes to speeches. Like, you know what? Essays, I wouldn't do so well, you know, because of my writing and all of that. But give me a platform to speak and present what I have. I remember also in high school, I once had, once spoke in front of the whole school, bro. And that time I was in grade 8. Can you imagine what
fresh
that
out
does?
Primary.
But shout out to Mrs. Rampukar. She was the teacher. I had my English teacher in grade 8. She was phenomenal. For those who went to Nordvik Secondary, they would know who I'm speaking shout about exactly. So, but then that was the only time after she left. My speaking, I don't know, passion left, if I can say that. So I then, after high school, I actually found my new first love, which is my love for podcasts. And what I initially would do, I had a period where I wasn't in school or anything like that. So in that time, you think a lot and you find yourself in a space where you have to find something to do. Like you're waking up at home with nothing to do, just you and your own, you know,
Your own devices.
You and your own...
Your thoughts.
Yeah, your own thoughts. You and the walls and trying the house. Figure it out, really. You're just one. Trying to figure it out.
Mm.
So it started from YouTube. That's how I found podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Started from YouTube. Then from YouTube, I would watch a lot of self-help podcasts.
Okay, I was about to ask, what exactly
was I watching? I was watching a lot of self-help. So I was so in love with... I still am Jay Shetty.
Mm.
I was also streaming a lot of Christian podcasts and religion and all of that. Yeah.
Eventually.
And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where it initially came from.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So then I moved to Spotify.
Mm. Oh, she became legit with it.
Yeah. So I moved to Spotify, and now I wasn't just using Spotify for music, but I was using Spotify to listen to podcasts. So I'd be washing dishes, and my phone is right there, and something is playing. And the minute someone says something that sticks with me, I'm like, wait, let me play it back.
Let's run it back.
Yeah, or maybe let me take notes. You understand? And it's almost as if I had a teacher every single day, because there was an opportunity to learn something.
But by the way, because Spotify, you pay for a subscription, right?
Yeah.
So essentially, we could say you were investing.
I was investing, yeah.
You were invested and you were investing.
Exactly.
In this.
Yeah. So.
Unconsciously.
I didn't even. I had no idea this is a path that I would embark on or anything like that. Then we moved to Apple Podcasts.
Perfect. You can tell the level of seriousness is
because there's certain things that you'll find on certain channels you'll find on Apple Podcasts that are not there on Spotify. Others you'll find on Spotify, but they're not there on Apple Podcasts. Others on YouTube, but they're not on any of these audio platforms. You see, so but also then I realized that certain things I was listening to maybe on Apple Podcasts were there on YouTube, but my love for visuals. Decreased.
Okay.
I was not interested in seeing
people talk.
No, putting the face to the name and no. I was not. I wanted the content of what they were speaking about. I wanted to listen actively. So I didn't need any visuals. I didn't need. Yeah. So Apple Podcasts and Spotify is where you'll find me most of the time. When I bath, my family has an issue with me bathing because, guys, I bath for an hour to two because I'm sitting there. Listening, and that's like my quiet time. Like it's almost like the world is quiet now, and I'm
your,
just
your self care Sunday is every day essentially.
It's every day. Yeah, so it became that, and also why I was. Let me tell you. I think a lot of some of the people that have been in relationships with me will tell you. So a lot of them actually thought. Let me tell you. A lot of them thought that I was taking what. Podcasters were teaching and trying to apply it in my life and in my relationships and all of that. But a part of me has a huge problem with someone that goes a week without learning anything.
Okay. There you go.
You get it.
There you go.
Because you cannot always find yourself in a space of just friends, but you guys are just talking about vibes, hookups, groovo and all of that. When do you get the time to sit down and indulge in something that makes you reflect on your personal life?
Self-improvement.
So I have a problem with someone that goes weeks and without
recycling the same mindset.
Recycling the same thing. When do you get the time to sit down
and absorb something new?
So that's where it came from. And I don't know, one morning I just woke up and was like, what if?
She just called me. She was like, Tua.
Yeah, I was just like, what if? And mind you, this is not a dream I had like from way back. But because of the conversations I would have with him, they would leave me reflecting a lot. And I was just like, people need to hear the things I'm hearing when I speak to this guy. And
they need to hear what she says too. I want to just touch on that. So we would have regular Sunday interactions, me and my
crazy,
sister.
It was always on Sunday.
And it would start off as a simple, how's it going? How's your life going? Conversation, situation. And from there, and I'm not, ironic, I know, I'm not big on speaking. I'm not big on sharing about myself. I'm very good at bringing that out of others. But whenever she's right there, she, because she would she has the ability to just make me want to vent and pour out all that I've been carrying for as long as for the past 6 days, because like I said, every single Sunday, she has so many nuggets to share, and from there you want to just run with it. She'll drop a gem and you want to run with it. That's how I could see Renaud, man. She has the ability to bring that out of me myself. And when she was like, we should be doing a podcast, it made sense immediately when she said it made sense. I understood exactly what she meant.
But you sounded like you thought it was far-fetched. Speak the truth.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not the type to just jump into something I have absolutely no knowledge about. And so it's one of those insecurities, those fears you have. You're afraid of failing. You're afraid of falling and not knowing how to get back up. So with the motivation that she was able to provide, and convincing myself as well, I'm quoting her. I won't accept defeat before trying.
Yeah.
Or without trying. And she was not wrong. The conversations we'd have, it's like they were begging for a platform. Wow. They were begging for a platform.
Did you hear that? Like conversations were happening. We're begging for a platform.
Dropping gems, yeah, y'all need to pay attention. I'm gonna touch on this one myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the love you had when you first started listening to podcasts. Yeah. You're currently on a podcast. What's the best part about starting something new for you? We can even keep it exclusive to this project, to this podcast idea we had. What about it made you want to go through the hardships, all those trials and all those days spent trying to overcome? There was a lot of obstacles, guys. And they still are.
They still are.
But we're here, so work
through it.
Again, God bless for that. What, yeah, the best part about starting?
The best part about starting?
For you. I can paint you a picture right now. She has a ring light right in front of us. She curated the studio and saying, I want us to sit.
On a couch,
on like, get comfortable.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I outside of this, I have a love for content creation.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I've always said. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you guys, this morning I woke up and I just said to myself, I'm going to make pancakes just for content.
She can cook, y'all. I don't think y'all understand.
You know, so I just like doing stuff because to have something to share with the world. With the next person, because you're going to put your content out there. Someone's going to ask, how did you do it? How did you understand? There's always a story, even to the littlest of things that you do. So the great part about starting is
sharing.
The great part about starting is you get to find out.
Okay.
You get to find out.
Because
you will never find out unless you start. Right. Sometimes it looks from the outside, it looks like it's so impossible, or maybe this is not for me, or you understand. But I believe for every single person that has started what we're doing, they were just in their view, they were just like an ordinary person that just had the bravery to come here and share their story.
Every single person had a day, had a first day.
Yeah.
Every single person who's ever started something incredible had a first day. And you're very inquisitive as a person. You like learning.
Yeah.
It's one of your love languages. It's crazy. She has so many, but that one I know.
Yeah.
Prevalent. She's not wrong, though. Being able to say, I did it.
Saying I could have. Or I should have.
Snap my fingers for that one. Yeah, no, I resonate with that. You know, when you have days where everything is just going wrong, bad, you're failing at every corner.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, this is your baby. This is the way you were like, no, I'm not gonna. I refuse to let my dream, this particular project, this be another one of those failures. And then you have a breakthrough. We had to go through like several software. Yo. And it was the happiest day for me when we, I'm not going to name names, but we had a very special sound engineer.
We're going to call him that.
The sound engineer. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Yeah.
The sound engineer. He played it back for us. You couldn't pay me to smile hard enough when that audio played back. And I could hear her screaming. She thinks she can sing. She can't. She thinks she's singing. Can't sing,
but at that time when I had the mic and the mic was connected to the monitors and I was hearing my voice, I thought I could sing. I should sing.
That joy, seeing progress. That's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready for day two now. I'm ready for day three. Let's see where the week takes us.
Yeah.
What was the hardest thing about this for you?
Having to start. Guys, I'm such an impatient person.
Mm, same.
Yeah.
Preach.
So that being said, I always wanted something and I want it now.
Mm.
But this whole journey has taught us to be patient but still pursuing the thing that we want. So yeah, I think we're gonna also, I had a moment where I was thinking today to say sometimes you're going to record something today but it's only gonna air next week. That's what patience will look mm-hmm. like, because it's so good that we want it out now. But because we're still learning, it's only gonna come out next week. You see, like, so it's teaching me a lot of patience and perseverance, because sometimes we think we got it, then we go back and say, listen,
mm-hmm.
we're still failing with the software. Two steps back. But that's what learning looks like.
True.
You know, when a baby is starting learning how to walk, they take a few steps, then they fall.
And they cry.
Then they cry. But then you see them go and back to the table and back try to up stand again. Up again and try to walk again.
We are
again.
Those babies.
That's, you see, today they're running.
We are so those babies.
That's exactly what we're going to do. And yeah.
For me, it was, you know, when you have, I was recently reminded, yeah. not even told, but I was reminded that I have imposter syndrome. A lot of us have that.
What is that for someone that doesn't know what it is? So imposter syndrome,
I'm really bad with definitions, but I can make an analogy.
Okay.
Let me use the words I have. Convincing yourself you're not worthy of something with no evidence to back it up. With no justification, no reason beyond your own self-doubt, your own you're battering yourself. You're clapping yourself, you know. You're the one kicking yourself down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's imposter syndrome. For me, those bad days is where my imposter syndrome took center stage.
Okay.
Where I was like, yeah, no. Clearly, you bit off way more than you can chew.
Yeah.
Can't laugh anymore, dog. You know? So, that permeates beyond just this. It's one of those life challenges. It's one of those insecurities we have as people. We think we're not good enough, especially on the bad days. especially on the with Tingonokonaf. Yeah. And it's really hard. I don't know if this relates, but I'm just gonna say nonetheless. You know when you umojiving, you find yourself in a predicament and you pray to God. You pray your level best. You ask, you know, and then you get a good day. You forget to pray. You forget to give thanks. So, with relation to what I'm mentioning right now, I would beat myself down a lot harder and pray for
better days.
Better days. When it was rough, I tell you, it was rough, especially for me. When it came to this, I'm gonna again give.
And it was so hard. It was. I remember you would send me voice notes, and you're so frustrated with the whole thing. And that time I'm at work, I can't even give it the attention that you expected. Like I get home, I respond later, and you've already dealt with the frustration. I can only imagine.
Also, another thing, I didn't want to let anybody down. So, I made you a promise when I said we're going to do this. I said it then, and one thing about me, I'm a man of my word. If I say something, I am going to stand. I'm a man of my word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stand by every single thing I say. If you know me and you think I'm wrong, call me out, please, I beg you. We'll give you a hotline. We'll call in.
Yeah. We should actually have that. We should have?
Uh-huh.
Not a hotline to say maybe call us on the line. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not yet for that. But a hotline, maybe WhatsApp.
We're going to have WhatsApp, guys. Social media.
Where you guys can maybe platforms. Share your stories that, love you know, maybe them. Just give us some input on what you thought on the episode. We'll also create maybe a page on Instagram as well, and giving Facebook you updates and all of on that, next so episodes. That you know when to expect the next episode, and what to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions that you may have?
This is the first episode, so bear in mind we're not there yet, but stay tuned. Definitely, all those are coming. She's a big content creator. Between the two of us, I'm gonna help, of course. I'm not just giving her the job, but nonetheless, I can guarantee that come hell or high water, we are gonna be out there platform wise. Just stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
What are you looking forward to?
What am I looking forward to?
Yeah.
So, remember when we had this conversation in the car? We talked about exactly what we want, the goals, ambitions we have for this platform.
Mm-hmm.
I said I want to be successful, and for me there's a difference between fame and success. I don't have to be famous. I'm very much okay being the guy behind the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just know the voice, you don't need to know the face. Success for me is we can take this and make it better. There's so many stories, there's so many people out there I want to interview,
guys.
There are so many people out there I want to interview, because there's so many stories that, you know, when you are a famous person has an interview, it's always the same questions. How did you, how old are you? How did you know? Who are you?
Yeah.
I promise you, I don't mean to sound cocky or arrogant. I have better questions lined up. I'm not going to lie to you. I have way better questions. So success looks to me is the day we get to interview,
have our first guest.
Okay, that's short-term success. Definitely we need a first guest. We need it to be big. Success for me looks like interviewing our first millionaire, our first female. Relax. Hey, dog, have faith.
Okay, cool.
Our first female successful entrepreneur, business owner. To me, success looks like beyond just as much as I love the sound of both your and my voice, having that, because ultimately that's why we have this podcast. We want their time. We want to hear about their moments, those
And also maybe just there. Send a request, because remember, this is called a moment of your time. If you want to see yourself here as a guest, if you have a story that you want to share with us, give us a moment of your time.
And we would
give
love
us a,
that.
Give us a call and, you know.
I think if we could just attach our email addresses.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
To the description or whatever. She's the podcast queen. I don't know what to call those things. But nonetheless, what do you look forward to?
What do I look forward to? You know what I look forward to?
I like how there's always a sigh after, before every...
No, it's like I genuinely want to think about my answer and not just throw it.
How are you
going to
ask me an answer and then not have an answer for yourself?
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
I know what I look forward to. Mm. So recently what happened to me on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. I like TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's very therapeutic as well. So there's these short clips, sponsored short clips that, you know, podcasters will put out to hook you so that you go and watch the full episode. So that happened to me recently. They'll like put a big topic. So the recent one that hooked me, this lady said how I found out my daughter was on crystal meth, and I was like, I gotta watch this. And then I went on the TikTok page, and that video only played for 30 seconds if not a minute. From there I went to YouTube just for that video. So I can't wait until we also get to do that to our listeners, right?
Yeah.
Or people who are not even aware of this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of there's a short clip that we put out there to say, yo, this is the title. And you click on it, then you click on the link, and then you find yourself listening. I can't wait till you guys also spread the word. And
you want this to grow. You want it to be huge. I want it to grow worldwide.
Because one thing about a podcast is that it's only stories. We're not doing dances. We're not doing TikTok whatnot. It's only stories and real stories.
True.
So if you have about, maybe let's just say 500 listeners, doesn't that say to you that your stories are impacting 500 people?
It does matter.
And every single time an episode is out, someone is saying, I want to go and listen because they want to take something, or they're going through something and they need just the story to get them through it.
Every single podcast that I follow.
Yeah.
I'm a YouTube podcast guy. I don't do the Spotify anything because I'm cheap like that.
Yeah.
Every single podcast channel that I follow speaks to me. I'm not big on trends. I don't follow the trends. If it relates to me, then I'm invested. I'm prepared to grow with it because essentially I'm growing as well. And there's that. Like she said, she said.
We both.
Her Sunday self-care routines is legit her spending time with herself and her favorite podcast. That familiarity, that like it feels like home, feels like family.
Feels like home.
Feels like a good friend that just, you know.
Imagine someone taking you and like, you know, for example, when I used to do this bathing thing and playing someone else's voice while you're bathing, that's such a sacred space. You're not with me in person, but your voice is there in my quiet time. You get it?
We have some
technical difficulties. That's what I mean by, you know?
Ultimately, I don't want to make this just about ourselves also, because like I said, these are the stories you have to share with us. So if I'm really excited to for the interviews we're gonna have with, we'll get to the billionaires, we'll get to the millionaires. I want relatable stories as well, if not predominantly.
Yeah.
So the student, the single mother, the
The single fathers.
The single fathers, the mm-hmm. hustlers, the, you know, it's people just making it. If you can make it day on a daily basis, I want to hear you. I want to hear how. Because not all of us can do that. All of us can get through the day and be like, okay, we can try this again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to hear how you do that. I want to hear why you do that. What's the motivation?
Mm.
I want to hear the discipline behind it.
What it took.
Exactly.
Mm.
This is a good segue.
Guys, Cesar has notes.
I do have notes.
So prepared. It's not notes that he's reading from. Yeah, but he needs like points. He knows what to touch on next. Like,
hey guys, do your research. Do your homework with it. With discipline and motivation, how I worded it, discipline being what keeps you going and motivation is what gets you going.
Say that again.
Discipline is what keeps you going and then motivation is what gets you going.
Wow.
So the motivation is to get up. What gets you up in the morning and says, yeah, let's go out there. The discipline, that's the discipline. Once you're out there, like, okay.
Gotta keep going. It's tough.
How do I keep going? There's a lot of obstacles and everything. For you, discipline. What does that look like for you? Is it routine?
I don't have a routine.
You don't have a routine.
I don't have a routine. You're not a routine. I don't. I don't.
Mm.
I don't.
You do have.
My discipline comes from my motivation.
Okay. Okay.
It's that simple. Huh. Yeah. Once your motivation is strong enough, your reason to why, the discipline will follow.
The how you keep going.
How you keep going will follow. Will just, because the reason has been set out very clear.
Foundation. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
For me,
you have a routine?
I do have a routine. Yeah. I thrive on. I heard somewhere, I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan podcast. Shout out Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
Humans are naturally routine creatures. Even though some of us more so than others, it's all relative at the end of the day.
Yeah.
For me though. Yeah. I try to wake up every day. Come at 6.
You run in the morning.
And I enjoy it. You know what I do when I run, though? You know how? You know where the discipline behind me running comes from? Listening to podcasts. So when I run,
you playing something?
I listen to a podcast.
Really? I thought you were playing and my piano when you're running.
Me, my piano.
No.
Y'all clearly don't know me. So how long I run depends on how long the episode is.
Wow.
If I really like it, dog, let's go. we'll stop and walk and stretch, of course, but let's go. Like I want our podcast to be that for me. I don't want to listen to myself. No, I want the runner out there, the gym bunny out there, the person driving on the way to work, traffic. Let it be a thing of the past. When it comes to us, let us be that distraction. Not even a distraction. Shift your attention from whatever the obstacle is, and turn it to a 40-minute, 45-minute conversation session. You know, let the shift go from I have to I want to.
Yeah.
I want our podcast to have that kind of energy.
Or maybe you left the house and, you know, you were in a foul mood. Whatever happened at home happened. But the minute you step into your car. Turn this on. You get to work like you're the happiest person.
You're going
to
listen to these beautiful voices on your airwaves, you know, putting you in that good vibe, that good spirit.
Yeah.
Ah, great episode.
I think that's it for Mass.
I've overshared.
You overshared? Guys, he didn't even share.
Y'all don't
much.
Even know.
You were not
I
even
did so
venting.
Much.
What's going on?
Nah. There's more to come. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And I mean it when I say that. Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned, guys. Thank you so much for giving us a moment of your time and joining us this afternoon. We love and appreciate you taking your time to do this.
Unconditionally so. Again, stay tuned. We're going to keep you informed. Socials. We're going to drop our email addresses on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Which they can find us on Spotify, right?
Yeah,
are we on
can.
Spotify?
We're going to be everywhere.
Okay, but where is this going to be? Okay.
Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah.
If you're listening, it means you found us, obviously.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your evening, your morning.
Enjoy. Just have a lovely
day. There we go. Peace, y'all.